Stacey Abrams was born on December 9, 1973, in Madison, Wisconsin, a state that, at the time, did not have a large population of Black people. The first Black person to live in Madison was an enslaved woman who was brought there in 1839 by the person who enslaved her, James Morrison. The Black population had not grown much a century and a half later when Stacey's parents, Robert and Carolyn, moved to Madison from their hometown of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. The high school sweethearts had only been back in Hattiesburg a few years after graduating from college when Carolyn Abrams was accepted at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, UW-Madison. The young couple was very excited about Carolyn being able to earn her Master of Library Science degree at UW-Madison. After the move, Stacy's father worked hard to take care of his growing family while his wife finished school. Stacy, the second oldest child, and her sister Leslie both were very small when their mother fulfilled her dream of becoming a librarian. In 1977, Stacy's parents decided to move to Gulfport, Mississippi, after Carolyn got a job as a librarian at William Carey College. Sometimes the children went with their mother to work. They had to keep quiet, so they would sit on the floor and read. Their home was also filled with books for the children to read. They enjoyed reading the World Book Encyclopedia. When Stacy's father arrived home from his job at the shipyard, the Abrams family gathered around the television after dinner. They frequently watched an educational television station called the Public Broadcasting Service, PBS, so Stacy and her siblings were able to keep up with current events, politics, Black culture, and other cultures around the world. Although both parents worked very hard and their family was never without food, they were often short on money and needed to take on extra jobs to earn more. In addition to his regular job, Robert cut tree limbs for neighbors and cleaned parking lots for local businesses. At one point, Carolyn and Robert managed their aunt's restaurant. Over the next few years, the Abramses welcomed two sons, Walter and Richard, along with a daughter, Andrea, to their family. Robert and Carolyn insisted that their children do three things: go to church, go to school, and take care of one another. All the children, who said they were best friends, were very smart and made good grades. But when it was time to play, Stacy was different. While her sisters and brothers liked running around outside, she would sit inside reading books. She loved speaking at church and at school. Stacy entered several spelling bees, and she was very proud when she won in the sixth grade.